So we got all buff. Some people have very buff faces by doing facial exercises, and do them with me. And then you can get the equivalent of just your cheeks build up like their biceps. And you go, man, you look pretty swole. I go, yeah, I've been working out my face. Looks pretty good, man. You look pretty buff, pretty swole. Yeah, man. I'm looking at my face and I'm eating a lot of protein and I rub it on it. So I don't know whether that'll get popular. Working out your scalp muscles, get them all puffed up, looking good. I think it will eventually. I have fewer ancestors than a lot of people. And that's valid. And so I have a crest on my skull where that used to be where my fairly recent ancestors had powerful jaw muscles were attached so that they could crunch through bone or rocks. I think they ate pebbles. poor thing. And so I have that. I have the primitive feature on my skull. And I often think like, well, you know, what if I reproduce with somebody else, our children might look like Klingons, not the old school Klingons, the new ones with the ridges. Sounds like a snack. Yeah, the new Klingons have ridges, so they really hold the dip. Mm. They do though. They have a facial thing. That would what a letdown. I just saw. Patton Oswalt was on Star Trek and they had him dressed as a Klingon, which isn't too bad, but it'd be a bummer if he's like, you're going to be on Star Trek. You go, this is great. And you go, you're going to be a Klingon. He was a Vulcan. I'm sorry. So you're going to be a Klingon. And then you picture, you say, oh, that's hours in the makeup chair. And then I got to put like stuff in my mouth. And you know what? For like a few seconds, he'd be going, that's unacceptable, Captain. All that dental prosthetic. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I'd say, I'm turning it down. I don't want to be an alien. I have to be, let me be a human and a bald one because I don't even want to have a wig put on. That's how lazy I am. Oh my goodness. I'm lazy. I'm so lazy. I'm not going to bother to tell you how lazy I am. That's too much effort. My effort goes in spurts. And you should be, you're okay. Everybody should be okay like that. It's like a weak urine stream, my effort. And, but it all, in the end, thank God, get it all out there, all my work, all my art. But I can't control it and I can't aim it. And this is my art. And, that's frustrating. It could be frustrating for people who like my art too. Say, Hardy, I wish you were in more movies. I go, well, first of all, you're in luck because October 11th at Monty Hall, WFMU's Monty Hall, I will be performing two shows, 3 and 8, for the Map, which is a silent movie with Benshi, that's narration accompaniment. So I'll be telling stories in front of a movie. And it's a beautiful with the collaboration of some artists that you've heard of and haven't heard of. And it's, I'm very excited about it. It's called The Map. So I'm in a movie. Is it really a movie? Yes, it's, well, I mean, not like, you know, Star Wars movie or a student movie. It's pretty good, I think. It's art, definitely. Art house, art garage, anything. Really doesn't have to be an art apartment. I don't know where you're going to watch it, but it's, I love it. I'm being exploring ideas like, where are we? What's going on? And just in case you can't make it, the answer is, I don't know. But, so, well, why would you go? Because it's about the experience. It's about the moment. It's not about answers and questions and anything. It's about going through a thing, having feelings, having your senses activated. That's what it is. And we do that with other loving and curious people, and that's what we're going to be. And I think that's what y'all are listening here today, is you're all loving and curious. So I'm pretty cranky. That doesn't mean you don't have a big heart. A lot of people are cranky because they're in a constant state of moral outrage. I mean, the world's a rough and frustrating place. And I love you, and together we can go places, and we can free our souls and unfetter them from these chains of mediocre, low expectations, and the control of small minds. Oh my God, and smaller hearts. So we're going to expand our minds and hearts. Oh, and let's do it together. Let's get all pumped up. Pump up our intellect and our compassion. Here you go. What do we have to do? You have to lift absurdity over and over again. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, online, WFMU.org. I don't know what just happened. But I started thinking about, I guess, my upcoming trip, and that's what happened. But I hope I said everything. If not, somebody go ahead and do that for me, Scott, or some blessed person. All right, I love you. See you again next week.
Better in the world today.
You know, that's a beautiful thought. We need peace. We need unity. We need peace for you and me. You know, because we are so blind. We can't see. We cannot see the creator of a tree, the creator of a bee, the creator of you and me.
What are you doing to make things better?
Well, you see, we are scientists of sound. We're mathematically putting it down. And you know, we're trying to find the key to the light.
What do you mean by the key to the light?
Well, brother, you see, from the darkness came the light. We need that light to find peace and unity, because there's so much illusion and confusion, so much destruction, so much corruption.
What could I do?
Well, you know, that's why we have to save the children, because you're going to play a very important part. So you must continue to strive and bring this peace and unity, because this only way we can find heaven is through peace and unity.
Would that be heaven?
Yes, you know, that would be heaven at once.
Thank you.
like a lollipop's world. You're the only one for me, and you know it's true, my baby. 'Cause you are my lady, my lollipop girl.
In my world, or should I say a lollipop girl? Sugar, spice, everything nice. She makes my heart melt like ice. Have I found her? Have I really truly found her? Sweet love, innocent is all around her. Fine as wine, juicy behind, and all the other things that put the body in line. She's educated, so sophisticated. To me, your personality is number one rated. Make it down with the video, I must create it. A special love scene that can't be duplicated. Send each other and talking on the telephone. I'm stuck on third base, but I'm about to steal her home. To the special night, we were alone. Caress the body and let me hear you moan. Make love, have sex, whatever. When it's real physical, you like it better. So lollipop girl, I'm sending you this letter. To get to you, I will go through stormy weather. So cover girl, with you I wanna share my world and my love. So please don't say no more. Get with this and give me a kiss. Let me take you on a trip that you cannot miss. And don't worry, I will never diss. Just take a chance, you got to believe this.
Ooh, 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 ooh. You're my lady.
Disregard what we ever had. We'll be right back. ya. I'm hoping that you're ready, cause I don't wanna rush ya. And just to set the mood, I put on a little Usher. And now we trading places and wrestling on the cover. 10 to 15, I'm ready to blast off. While we playing undercover, I'm taking the pants off like, man. She want me to be her man. And then I said, and she brought another friend. I told her, make it, take your clothes off, wipe off your lip gloss, your body's so soft. She make it, I love the way she moving. And we should make a movie. Listen, shorty, can I tell you something? It's you that I've been wanting. I love your body structure, it got me super strong. And I bet when you butt naked, that thing gon' go stupid dumb. Where you get that ass from? She said from my mama. Well, take off your pajama, let me watch you cook lasagna. Girl, you know you bad. Flip up on your ass, I give you some you never had. Take it all off. I hope it ain't an issue. I ain't gon' kiss you, but I might lick you from your neck to your ankle. Girl, I'm nasty. I'ma spank you. I ain't come here to tease you, girl. I came here to please you, girl. We touching and we loving and we freaking and we.
Get it right, young nigga do it right though. She say I'm big like a light pole. You moving too fast, baby girl go slow mo. Can't waste no time, and I free like light. I don't wanna lay up, I just wanna hit it from behind. Take your clothes off slow, baby I can't help, cause I'm all over here tryna get right myself. Baby don't act shy, you between like a G. Tryna live it for the night. I'ma give you all of me. What? Don't be scared.
Do it.
Don't be scared.
Do it.
Don't be scared.
Hey, do it, little mama.
Don't be scared.
Don't do it, little
baby girl. Don't be scared.
Do it, little mama.
Don't be scared.
Do it, little mama.
Don't be scared. Do it, little mama.
Say,
don't be scared.
Hold on.
Come on.
Break it down. Break it down. Go. Break it down. All right, stop playing. Break it back.
What's getting more? I ain't even beat it down. I ain't chase on, so a young nigga might drown. This ain't nothing, just saying. I heard you the wet, baby I'm playing. Can you do a split? Why you ride? I'ma beat it up. Front of side, front of side, front of
Southside. That free love, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Baby girl, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Say, don't be scared.
Come on. And now I have some very special testimonies for you. These persons heard me preaching the gospel. They heard me preaching faith messages concerning healing and deliverance. These persons were in my crusades across America. And now we have some special healing testimonies for you. For what God hath done for others, God will surely do for you.
I woke up